This is Middays with Jerry Williams on the Joy FM.
Wrapping up my conversation with my father, who has written a book, kind of a memoir, been there, done that, talks about how the Lord has dealt with him through his 91 plus years on this planet, talking about some of the things that happened in the 60s and the interaction of the churches that my dad has pastored with African-American churches in the communities where we have lived.
You talk about attending an African-American church now.
Yes.
In your book, you didn't spend a lot of time on this, but I remember growing up in Jersey back in the 60s, you know, during the time of all that turmoil with the assassinations of the Kennedys and Martin Luther King Jr. And the riots there in Newark where grandma, where your mom lived at the time. How you reached out to a couple of the African-American churches in our town, and we did a lot of stuff with them. We did combined drama and Vacation Bible School. You didn't mention anything about that in the book.
Well, you know, I could have mentioned a lot more in the book, you know, but I just wanted to, dwell really on what the Lord did with me, one kind of person to another kind of person. You know, like a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, you know. The Lord allowed me to smother the Mr. Hyde part of me, come out as a Dr. Jekyll. But, you know, I'm not implying in any way, shape, or form that I'm even near perfect. There's a lot wrong with me that's not acceptable to the Lord. And there is to all of us. We're all sinners, saved by grace. I know that. I just want to focus more on that than anything. But, yeah, we had, even when I was in Wheeling, we would kind of go back and forth with an African-American church. People love it. They like it. They like the change of cultures and things like that. They get something out of it. And I think it broadens their whole way of thinking, really.
The other thing you didn't put a lot in the book about was me.
Yeah, I know. I didn't put a lot in the book about anybody, really.
You got to work on a sequel, then.
Yes. It's not a sequel. I should really do that. But right now I'm working on a children's book called Josh in Goodyland. So we'll get to that later.
Okay. When that comes out, we'll have you back in.
Yeah, good enough. I just want people to know that what the Lord can do to anybody, I mean anybody, just keep your minds open. That's all.
Great. Well, I appreciate your time, Dad. Feel better.
Thank you.
Thanks again, Dad.
Thank you, Jerry. Have a good day.
Well, that wraps up the conversation I had a few days ago with my father about his book, Been There, Done That. It's a memoir of how the Lord has dealt with him through his 91 years. I'll have this audio and links to where you can find out more about his book on our website, thejoyfm.com, the Middays with Jerry Williams blog section, and also on my Facebook page, facebook.com/Jerry Williams Media.